Everybody, welcome back to the Mark and Coco Show. It is I, Mark Love, and I'm with the illustrious, the incomparable Coco. What's going on, Coco?
Nothing much. Well, a lot's been going on, actually.
Got your hair did, you cut, you're showing out. That's what you're doing.
I had a Zoom meeting. Had my birth chart read. You're on it too, buddy.
Yep, I'm on it. How am I on it?
It showed that I had a brother, and you have very Mars-like energy. So Mars is the planet of war and destruction.
Okay.
That is so you. That was our childhood.
What?
But so how it breaks down is like you were very devious, but you will also you were though you were.
I'm a real life Loki. I really am. I could be your friend. I could be your worst enemy.
That's Mars. But at the same token, because that was like early childhood, and then as adulthood, like you're. Like you're the fight, like you'll fight for me.
Yeah, I told you yesterday.
I know. So that was really interesting. It was very, and so dad was on it too.
Oh boy.
And so that was really interesting. Because I didn't tell him anything about myself. I just gave him my date of birth and time and location. And so he was reading. He read on mom. He hit like nail out of the park with mom, you know, very hands-on, very loving and nurturing, right? Dad, how did he describe it? I don't even remember how he described it.
He says, we really don't have pieces of dookie flying around in space, but
he was Saturn, so dad showed up as Saturn. So Saturn can be like how he puts it, Saturn is like the balloon popper. Like, if you're, like, all happy, here comes Saturn and just pop your balloon just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
And so the way it showed up in the chart, it was Saturn in something or another. And so it could go one or two ways. And so, of course, dad was on the other side of it, which was pathological liar. Lying, storytelling, deception.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. It was interesting. You know me, I'm always doing stuff like that. And he did say that we were very much two different children.
Yeah, we are.
He was like, yeah, your brother probably looks at you as like being very woo-woo. I was like, Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. But that was good.
But a cute, cuddly woo-woo.
Yeah.
Not a, oh my God, here they come woo-woo.
Yeah.
You're not that. I know a couple people like that. Oh God, here she go.
What kind of woo-woo was that?
Crazy. Just out of the, just talking, just craziness. Like a Trump supporter is crazy woo-woo.
Well, they're not magical people.
The land and what they believe is.
Is it really magical?
It's got to be because it don't exist.
I feel like it's very mind-numbing.
I drove through the country yesterday. I have seen some shit. I have seen some stuff. I have read some signs. Billboards. Like, come on, man.
You didn't take pictures of
these? Waste the money on that? Nah.
You have to. That's history. I'm curious to know how long that stuff will be up. Like, be on display in that way.
They're going to revere Trump till he, well after he dies. Our generation is going to have to die. But even then, even the young generation.
I already say it's going to have to be generation Gen Zers.
Well, those kids are going to basically, you know how people in mom's generation kind of, not mom's generation, but
the greatest generation.
The generation right for the generation right for us.
The boomers.
How they revere Reagan. Reagan was absolutely terrible. He caused so much damage to the economy.
Yeah.
That it tanked. And people don't talk about it, but inflation went up. Like, I mean, back then, gas was what? 35
cents a gallon?
Maybe 35, 45 cents a gallon.
Do you remember when it used to be a dollar?
And now it's $3 or something. Like, come on, man.
It's really high. It's very high. How much is gas where you are for unleaded?
I think it's at three something.
I've seen it for like 340.
Up to then, yeah. Unleaded is like 390, something like that.
Ooh. That's crazy. Oh, so guess what? After I talked to you yesterday, what were we talking about that I was going to watch? Remember what I told you? I was gonna watch.
Yeah.
I did.
And
it was funny. I was noticing how they walk. Their feet don't quite touch the ground. And I'm like, what's going on here?
It was funny when Emmett be trying to run.
Yeah, and he's like
and the pace of his feet don't match the pace that he's moving.
Man,
no doubt is definitely dated, especially the open scene where the bird that's flying over the town is like way bigger than the town. You know, like, but I don't know, maybe it's supposed to be like that, I guess. But,
is it?
I mean, all these animals wear clothes and stuff, but birds don't.
That's a good point. I never thought about that. Yeah, so, we're talking about what's the name of the movie?
Emmett Otter.
And something. Hold on, it's not in the Jug Band.
Jug Band Christmas.
Yeah, Jug Band Christmas. Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. That's what we're talking about. I realize I didn't mention
how there were frogs. How there were frogs in the water, but the mayor was a frog. Like, But you know, it's all magical.
You're not see you saw things that I didn't see. I just appreciated it for the art. But that was like,
I was
like, really? I did learn some interesting trivia because I watched it on Amazon Prime. And they did that to figure out how to do the original Muppets movie. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No.
So like that test run? I don't think was supposed to even be released. Yeah, it was a test run. So now I'm like, I want to go back and watch that movie to see if they're walking like that. Because that just that disturbed me in so many ways. I don't know why.
Is that the one where Kermit the Frog rode the bike at the beginning of the movie? Singing Rainbow Connection?
Maybe.
Yeah, because then he's saying Rainbow Connection, and then it ain't easy being green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are some really good movies.
They were.
Very.
I don't care for Cats, the Broadway show. I don't care for it. I don't like it. But Aaron was watching it. The original one.
Okay.
Because the new one was terrible.
That one was disturbing on so many levels. Yeah.
It was bad. But she was watching the original one. And like song after song after song. I'm like, man, I know that song.
Mm-hmm.
And knew some of the lyrics of pretty much all of them. I was like, I know the song. I'm like, damn, Cats had a lot of songs on there that I remember, which is weird because I'm not a
show tune fan, person.
So. No.
I love Cats. It was one of the, was that the first play? No, the first play I saw was Into the Woods. I love that one, by the way. And I know I did go see Cats, and it's one of those plays where it just doesn't translate very well off stage. So that's
No.
why I feel like the movie just kind of fell flat. I don't know. I don't understand how they didn't get the movie right. That was kind of disappointing.
They spend too much time on special effects to make it
Maybe
look
that's
good.
what it is. It was too much special effects. Like,
Yeah.
we didn't need all of that. It was distracting from, and the special effects weren't that great either. The cats looked, how they had the people look like cats.
Yeah, they look like people who look like cats.
It was creepy.
This is weird.
Yeah, it was a little creepy.
I mean, Dame Judi Dench looks just weird. And so does
All of them do.
Idris Elba. He looked really weird.
Yeah, I didn't recognize him at all. All right, so today I came across this website called the Top Tens. I know how you like list and stuff like that. And I thought
Yay!
since this is like, this will be the last time, well, will it be the last time we record? Yeah, this will be the last episode that
Of this season.
will be live for Black History Month. So we're going to talk about some top 10, to have a top 10 list, have a top 10 greatest black actresses, top 10 most influential black people, top 10 most influential black supermodels, and top 10 best black singers. I haven't really looked at these lists, and also top 10 black actors. So where do you want to start? Actors, actresses, influential black people, supermodels,
Yeah.
or singers?
We
I'll
gotta
let you
name 10
pick.
of them.
I'm gonna read you the list that they have and see if you agree with it.
Okay.
Do you care which
Let
one
it
we
go.
go?
Let it rip, Tater Chip.
All
Whichever one you
right.
want to do.
Well, I'll just go with what's on the page. So here we have top 10 black actors. We have, hold on, should I start with number one and go up the list, or should I do 10 and go up?
Ten and up,
All right,
and I know
number
number. I
10.
know. I know number one. It better be number. He better be number one. Go ahead.
I don't, okay. So, number 10 is Danny Glover.
I'll give him that. Yep.
Number 9 is Cuba Gooding Jr. Over Danny Glover, though? I mean,
No.
Danny Glover was in The Color Purple. But you know what?
Yeah.
I know why Cuba is on here. He was in Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
And what's the other one? The Show Me the Money one. Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire. Show me the money. Yeah, but he was also on radio.
Radio.
Pee-wee Big
Oh,
Radio.
yeah.
I don't know about that one. I wouldn't have. Nah.
Okay,
Next.
so number 8 is Forest Whitaker.
Yes. Yep. Forest Whitaker.
I don't know. I have to see who else is on the list. He should definitely be top 10. I don't know if he should be ranked that low. Oh, number 7 is Sidney Poitier.
That's some bullshit. You should be number one.
Guess who's number 6? Eddie Murphy. I feel like Eddie should be a little lower. So, do you think Eddie is higher than
No,
Sydney?
top 20, but not top.
Here's the thing. I think this kind of depends on
I mean, what are they
how much
basing
of
this
their
off of?
body of work that you are aware of. I guess
Oh,
from that
if that's the case,
standpoint, then it would be
yeah,
Eddie
he'd be
Murphy, because he
high.
was on SNL for a few years.
Yeah, but he did. Remember all the movies he did in the 80s, too. I mean, he was popping in the 80s.
Coming to America, yeah.
Yeah, Coming to America, 48 Hours, Beverly Hills, was it Beverly Hills Cop? Yeah, Beverly Hills Cop. Trading Places. So yeah, he had some Golden Child.
Golden Child. So Yeah,
so he had some movies in the '80s.
I don't know how they determine this list, but the top five, I just glanced at it, is pretty interesting.
All
So
right.
maybe we'll debate the top five and if the rankings are correct. So coming in number five, we have Lawrence Fishburne. Number
Yep.
four is Samuel L. Jackson.
Yep.
Number three is Will Smith.
No.
Number two is Denzel Washington.
Yep.
And number one is God himself, Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. You know, Morgan Freeman, he kind of lost his black card there a little bit.
I wouldn't put Morgan Freeman number one.
No, number one should be Sydney Poitier.
I don't know. I love me some Samuel L. Jackson, though.
Oh yeah, Samuel, he should
He
be
should at
number
least
two.
be top three. He's number
Yeah,
four, but I think he should be top three. So you
he should
said
be number
no to
two.
Will Smith. Why is that at number
No.
three?
The only thing that he's really done anything, or I think he really was outside the box, was his first movie, where he pretended to be that gay con man.
And I remember that.
I can't think of the name of it, but it was his first movie, and it took everybody back. Everybody was like, "What?" Because
No, he's had some pretty good ones, Mark.
he was good at it.
Men in Black, Pursuit of Happiness, 7 Pounds, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That one was really, I think that one really showed his acting over Pursuit of Happiness. And what
Yeah,
was the
but
one, I Am Legend, where it was just him
yeah,
and a
I am
dog
legend.
the entire time?
Yeah, but you can't put him over Sydney Poitier.
But see, here's the thing. I think it also depends on how much you know of people's body of work. I don't know Sidney Poitier's body of work from the standpoint that I've seen it. You know what I
Well,
mean?
put
Like,
it.
I know he's been in these movies, but I have not seen those movies.
But if it wasn't for Sidney Poitier, because he was basically effectively your first leading black man
He
with
was
Sidney
black
Poitier.
too. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a dark black brother. And without Sidney Poitier, ain't no telling who or when we were broke the barriers. I mean, guess who's coming over to dinner? Come on, man.
Lilies of the Field, they have listed. He won a Golden Globe for Best Actor. And what is that about? Do you recall Lilies of the Field?
Yeah, Louisville's pretty good. Yeah, he did a lot of really dramatic stuff that dealt with race. I mean, like he did The Knife. Come on, man. When that white dude slapped him, he slapped him back.
Oh yeah. I will
That
tell
was
you that the
people
comments
protested that
on
movie after
here,
that.
they have like you can leave comments on here. You can vote. Every single comment is saying that he should be number one.
Yeah, he should be number one. When he smacked that white dude, the dude was like, there was a time, a place where I could have you taken care of. You
James
know,
Earl
it was
Jones.
a time. James Earl Jones. I forgot about James Earl Jones.
Where is he?
He need to be number three.
He's not on here.
The man was Darth Vader. Come on, man. Give him that.
Hold on. Let's see if he's on the honorable mention. Don Cheadle's number 11. Jamie Foxx is 12. James Earl Jones is number 13.
Oh, that's some bullshit. Come on, when he did
No.
when he played what's his name? Joe Johnson, the boxer. Come on now, that it don't get no rougher than that. That movie was his Denzel Washington's training day.
Ooh, there's some interesting people on this list. Okay. So how would what would you put your top three? Like how would you rearrange this list?
Samuel Jackson,
Three,
James Earl Jones,
two,
Sidney Poitier.
one. I'm gonna say, this is hard. I
And
see why this is
the
hard.
only reason why I put
I don't know. I like Forest Whitaker too.
Air Force would definitely be a top five. I mean, what's it called?
The Crying
Not
Game,
Samurai.
Platoon, Bird, The Great Debaters, The Butler, Arrival. He's been in
Butler.
a lot.
Yeah, there's
Ghost
another one.
Dog, The Way of the
Ghost Dog.
Samurai.
Ghost Dog. Ghost Dog. Ghost Dog. Have you ever seen that movie? You need to watch it. He's living in the hood, but he was living on the principles of a samurai.
Oh, it's on
That was
my
a good
list to
movie.
watch because I watched The
It
Last
is a good movie.
Samurai and I did like
It was
that.
weird. It was weird, but
That's
it was a good movie.
interesting.
It was a
Okay,
good movie.
note to some, I'm gonna write down that I'm not gonna get any work done in this weekend. I'm not gonna be able to enjoy my weekend because I'm gonna be doing the work that I didn't do because I've been watching movies. I don't want to have to pick. So I'm gonna say in top three, no particular order, is I mean, I just love Samuel L. Jackson. I feel like he's my uncle.
Played tennis with him one time.
He was funny as hell, I was wasn't he? I'm gonna say Samuel.
You know he was saying the whole time.
Yeah. James Earl
It like that.
Jones
Yeah.
and I'm gonna say Denzel Washington.
That's respectable.
Because
That's respectable.
most of my childhood and adulthood he has been a part of it in terms of the movies and that I've seen. Like if I had to pick one, I grew up with Denzel Washington watching his movies
Yeah.
on a consistent basis. So
Yeah,
that's my top three for black actors.
he was an Antoine Fisher, wasn't he? Yeah, he was an
Yeah.
Antoine Fisher.
He's been,
Antoine
as I say,
Fisher.
he's been in some stuff. He really has.
The Debate Club.
I always remember him in Training Day.
Training Day, Fences. Fences made you feel some type of way. That's why a lot of people didn't watch it
Well, I
because
remember the play. I didn't watch it because I have
yeah.
I've seen the play and I was like, yeah, I'm good. I already know what's gonna happen, so I didn't need to
Yeah.
watch it.
Yeah, Fences, that made me feel some type of way. And you know why.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. All right, so do you want to do black actresses or you want to go to another category?
It's up to you. You pick it. I'll run with it.
Let's come back to that. Let's do influential black people, top 10. You
Okay.
already know who number one is. All
What
right.
did he?
Who?
Diddy or Jay-Z?
Influential black people of all time? No.
Oh, influential. Okay.
He said Diddy.
Yeah,
Number
I think I know who.
10. Okay, this is surprising to see, but I kind of
I'm with
understand.
you.
Number
I'm with
10
Barack
is
Obama.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, be positive, brother. Be positive, brother.
Number 9 is Morgan Freeman.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, that's
I don't
interesting.
know about all
Number 8 is Frederick Douglass.
that. Yep.
I would agree. Number 7, Rosa Parks.
By default, yeah. If you know the real story, then you're like, okay.
It depends who else is on this list. Number 6, Muhammad Ali. Yes.
Yep.
Number 5, Michael Jackson. Yeah, musically. Musically? Okay, number four, Malcolm X.
Yeah.
Number three, Barack Obama. Number two, Nelson Mandela. And then number one is Martin Luther King
Luther
Jr.
King. Yeah.
So
I need
who
to
do
say
you think is missing on this list?
that. There's a whole bunch of people. But I mean, is this a list compiled by black people or a list compiled by just people in general?
I don't know. I don't know. You want let
Because I mean, you got Marcus Garvey. If you heavy on the black side, Huey P. Newton.
That's disturbing.
Well, I mean, Huey P. Newton's an interesting character. He said a lot of profound stuff that made sense. But what people concentrate on is the crazy parts that he sprinkled in there. But so he's kind of a controversial figure for sure. I mean, Russell Simmons. I
Most
mean, Russell.
influential.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you.
Russell Simmons, a lot of people don't give him credit, but Russell
Okay.
Simmons cultivated
Let's see if
hip-hop
he's
and
on
basically turned it
automation.
into pop culture. So a lot of things that we really into, you can kind of give a nod to Russell Simmons.
No,
Because if
he
it
didn't
wasn't
make
for
it to
Russell Simmons,
automation.
hip-hop wouldn't be what it is today if it weren't for Russell Simmons. If it
I'll
weren't
give
for
him credit for
cool,
that. Yes.
yeah, if it wasn't for Jeff Jam, then you wouldn't have no LL Cool J, you wouldn't have no Public Enemy. And just those two alone, the other artists that they spawned or inspired gave you hip hop. So yeah.
So
But I
who
mean,
you were looking kind of crazy about
Nat
Michael
Turner.
Jackson.
Yeah,
Michael Jackson, number five.
don't know about that. I mean, influential. I mean, what, in a positive way, or just influential? Just meaning, a lot of people imitated it. I don't know. I have questions about that one,
I
but
see the
yeah.
influence, but also too, I feel like his influence is not Michael Jackson. It's more James Brown. Like I
Yeah, I
can
mean, Michael
see James
Jackson.
Brown influence in how Michael Jackson moved and danced.
Yeah, because James Brown created his own. James Brown was so funky that funk became like a
Yeah.
brand. I mean, Michael never did that.
But Michael was really good at like he mastered his stuff really, really well. Like you could tell
Yeah,
there was
well,
a level of
yeah.
mastery
Yeah,
that I
because he
have to
did
give
the
him credit
same.
for.
Because he did the same
He did the
thing
same thing
over and
over and over
over and
again.
over and over and over and over again. And that's why I'm
And
like,
I did love his visuals.
I put Prince.
That's who I'm like, why is Prince not on here? Because I
Prince
honestly
is.
feel like if I had to choose, if I had to choose between Michael Jackson and Prince in terms of influence,
Yeah.
I think
Well,
I'm
I mean,
biased because I also respect the art, like the artistry compare, like Prince was on a
well,
whole nother level.
a whole, yeah, Prince, because Prince did everything.
But
Only Michael did,
I think
only
Michael
Michael
was just
did was
more
sing and dance.
popular. You know what I
Yeah, because
mean?
he created a machine. It was a machine behind him.
Yeah.
And
So
with
I
Prince,
think because of that's why he's on this list because he was popular. Therefore, he had much greater
yeah,
influence on people.
because he was wrong with Quincy.
Quincy Jones.
Yeah, Prince created his own. He created his own machine. Michael jumped on somebody else's machine. It got to the point where Prince had people.
There's like one woman on that, the top 10.
That basically looked like Prince. You know what I'm saying? And he was cranking. And you know what? And he was so loyal to the craft that he created the Minneapolis Sam. And he was getting people from Minneapolis. He wasn't going anywhere else getting
people. Right. Because he had Morris Day and the Time, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. I don't think a lot of people realize that they.
Yeah. Alexander O'Neill, who's the original singer at the time, believe it or not. Because Morris Day is a drummer. A lot of people don't know that.
He is a character. I am waiting for his, movie to come out.
Yeah, that is not him. A lot of people think that that's him. No. Him and Jerome, I think Jerome was like an assistant or something like that, just getting shit and stuff like that. And one day they were practicing and Morris and Jerome were kind of just having, you know, just having this banter. And Prince just thought it was so funny. He told Morris, he said, yeah, that's the guy. That's who you want to be on stage. This arrogant, self-centered dude. That's what you want to be. And Jermaine and is going to be your butt. And that's how that all came about. But that is not him at all. Morris Day is a real sweet guy. He's a real nice guy. He's a really nice guy. He's not like that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not like that at all.
All right. So what's really kind of like, I feel like, why is there not more women on this list? Like Rosa Parks is number 7. You know what? Yeah. Let's go to the honorable mentions. Oprah is number 11.
Yeah, Oprah should be.
She should be in the top 10.
Top 5.
Oh my goodness.
Oprah opened so many doors.
Guess who number 12 is? You're not going to guess.
Michelle Obama.
No. Who? Dr. Ben Carson.
What?
I need that to baby. Know. I am curious to know when this list was created.
Oh, man.
That will be very telling.
Dr. Ben Carson.
Is it pre-Trump era or post-Trump era?
Well, yeah, pre-Trump era, Ben Carson was man. Everybody loved Ben Carson. And I think it really messed him up to see how the Black community really turned on.
Well, he turned on the Black community.
But I think Ben Carson, I think his wife was driving that bus. She didn't care. Because she's not a very, I'm getting down here, chauvinistic stuff. She's not a very attractive lady. So I'm sure she's had a rough go at it. And she just didn't care.
Because she had a rough go at it because she was perceived as not being attractive.
Well, she's very intelligent. She's very smart. She's not very intelligent. She's about some books. She's about education. And I don't think growing up in the hood, you know this, growing up in the hood, you know, back then, oh yeah, you just get jokes. You just get joked and bullied and tormented every day, you know. So I'm sure, and there's some people like that are like that's happened to, whether you're white or Black, that's happened in your childhood, and you hold a grudge. Against a specific race, specific group, specific town, specific city. You know, people have their own way of putting something in the box and locking it up. But I think his wife was driving that bus. But I think it really did hurt a person. And that's why you don't see him anymore. So you got to, if you are a Black person, and whatever your politics are, if you go around doing talks and all this stuff, and, or just go and look at your Facebook, if you go and look at your Facebook and all your followers are white, that means you're selling out. That means you're not representing at all. At all. Because if you represent, then most of your followers will be black. I'm just saying. And if you look like Candace Owens, I bet she looked through her Facebook. Everybody follows her white. She might have a few black people here and there. A few Latinos here and there.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
My water bottle fell. There's water everywhere. So, I get why Ben Carson is on the list, because he was a very prominent surgeon and just his skills around, you know,
yeah,
his work as a surgeon.
Yeah, he separated two twins that are joined at the head.
Was it the head or?
Yeah, the head and spine.
It was something. He deserves the credit in terms of his skills as a surgeon. Like,
yeah, and he came from a rough part of town.
Yeah,
his
He grew up in poverty and became one of the greatest surgeons ever. I don't know. I don't remember where he's from.
I think it was Detroit. I think it's Detroit, but I'm like, his story is a little, it's like, that's a little too fairy tale for me. Dude.
Don't they have a Ben Carson story? Isn't there a movie about him?
I'm sure there is.
I think there is.
And guess who was produced by?
Ben Carson.
Ain't no brother.
Oh, really?
Ain't no brother. Yeah.
Interesting.
So.
All right.
Yeah, he used to be one of Oprah's favorites. Oprah used to love Ben Carson. Everybody did.
Yeah. He seems like he has such a gentle nature about him.
Yeah, he's
caring, he's nice. Kind, gentle nature. And I still think that he's like that, you know. I think politics can kind of taint.
Well, it's not that. I mean,
in some ways,
because you know, when people start getting older, they view things a little bit different. I mean, like, you know, look at Cosby. I mean, there was a time Cosby was pro-black, and then one day he just at some, I think it was an NAACP event, he started going off on black folks, like pull up your pants, do all this other stuff, and I think the problem is that folks keep missing the point. The point is, there's a whole bunch of crazy white people. We just want to be accepted just like the crazy white people. All crazy. We want our crazy to be accepted just like the white people. That's it.
Yeah, because there's space for all of it, you know?
So it ain't got nothing to do about pulling up the pants and, you know, taking care of your kids, you know, baby daddies and all that stuff, because white people got them problems too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them do.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just saying, we just want to be on the equal playing field. If a crazy white guy with a knife tries to stab a cop and doesn't get shot, that's what we want. We want a crazy black guy trying to stab a cop and not get shot. That's all we want.
FYI, Bill Cosby is 21 on the list.
Yeah, because there's a point in time Bill Cosby was
mad. he had influence. You know, I think it's I have to remind myself what it's the influence. So I want to go through
he brought a cartoon to life that actually looked like black.
I think that's what we're going to be talking about next. That's a great segue. Hold on, where is it? Where are you? So there's the list of top 10 black-centric cartoons, or do you want to do the top 10 black cartoon characters?
You don't want.
Let's do the characters.
All right.
All right. I'm going to go down to the end of the list. Number 10 is Tiana from The Princess and the Frog.
Okay.
You feel good about that one? Number 10.
But yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Then we have at number 9, Carl from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Okay.
That didn't have a lot of lines. Didn't
no. No. You don't know anything about him except his name is Carl and he's black. Number 8 is Monique from Kim Possible. Did you watch that growing up?
Yeah, I watched it.
I watched that growing up. All right. So number 7 is Huey Freeman from The Boondocks.
Boondocks. Yep.
And number
by Regina. What's her name? Regina King.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number 6 is number 5 from Codename Kids Next Door.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
She was spicy.
She was about that business. Yeah.
And then, so we're getting into the top 5. Number 5, we have Riley Freeman from The Boondocks.
Yep.
Number 4, Foxy Love from Drawn Together. What is that? I've never heard of that.
It came out several years ago.
Cree Summer, I think, is the voice of that character.
Yeah, I would not have her on the list at all. Go ahead.
Okay. Number 3, Fat Albert from Albert and the Cosby Kids.
Yep.
All right, I agree with this top 2. Number 2 is Penny Proud from the Proud Family.
I was about to say Penny better be on this list.
And number 1, who's number 1?
Oh, number 1.
Top 10 black cartoon characters.
It better not be Lil Bill.
No. I'm trying to see if Little Bill got honorable mention.
It can't be Robin Harris because he only had one movie. I don't know.
Come on! Cleveland Brown.
Oh, Cleveland Brown, yeah.
Family Guy / The Cleveland Show because he was on both.
Ah, my bones, my brain, my musculature.
Oh my gosh.
If I die, I die.
All right, so I'm gonna go. So we're gonna do top 10 black centric.
My good nipple.
All right, number 10. This is the top 10 list of 10 black centric cartoons. We have Wayne Head. I've never heard of that one. Okay, number 9, we have Station Zero.
Never heard of it.
Wait, do we? Okay, I know my black heart has already been given to somebody else. Do I need to take yours?
I never heard of them. These must have came out when I was an adult, so.
I don't know. The pictures look pretty old. Number 8, we have Little Bill.
Pretty prominent, yeah.
Number 7, The Cleveland Show. Oh, this is interesting. So number 6 is Class of 3000. Remember that show with Andre 3000?
Oh, yeah.
The cartoon character.
Dang. Dang, I totally forgot about that show. Yeah.
I did too.
That only came on for like 2 or 3 years, didn't it?
It wasn't on very long.
Oh.
But I love the character.
Yeah.
So number 5, here's the top 5. Top 5. 5, we have Afro Samurai.
Yeah.
I have never heard of that.
Keep my name. Keep his name out your damn mouth.
Oh, that's him. Okay. Yeah. Number Samuel 4. Jackson. Of course.
That's Samuel Jackson. Yeah.
Number four, we have The Proud Family. Number yep. three, Static Shock.
Yeah. Have
you heard of that one?
Black Superhero.
Yeah. Okay. And who do you, what do you think is in the top two? Like, what's number two and one?
What? You already said Fat Albert, right?
Mm-mm.
Fat Albert thing.
And what else?
Boondocks.
Got it.
Yeah.
Boondocks is number one, and number two is Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids. Interesting.
I can roll with that. So the people who are voting on this are not people our age. They are younger.
I don't know, because some of them...
Because if it was our age group, my age group, Fat Albert would be number one.
See, I wouldn't put Fat Boondocks Albert. I didn't watch that.
Yeah, because it wasn't part of your childhood.
No.
It was part of my childhood. So.
All right. So we have, let's go, this one is going to be completely over my head. Like, yeah. So top 10 most influential Black supermodels. Who do you think's number, who do you think is in the top three?
Iman's got to be in there. Oh, can't believe I forgot her name. Oh my God. She was a Black supermodel in the 80s. She was actually, she was in a Michael Jackson video, Keep It in the Closet. Oh, what's her name?
Really? You don't remember her name?
I cannot escape me. I'm
She's
thinking too hard.
Literally still modeling.
You're still modeling, yeah.
Just had a baby by surrogate.
Well, I know this. She got terrible feet. Her feet are jacked up.
I think that's a model thing.
Yeah, and all her hair fell out.
Yeah, she did mention that from the...
Yeah, all her hair fell out. Iman, she's married to David Bowie.
Okay, Naomi Campbell, that's who you're talking about.
Naomi Campbell.
I'll give you the name. Okay, who else? Top three.
Jane Kennedy, word.
All right, so we're going to go to the list real quick.
All right.
Number 10, Veronica Webb.
Okay, yeah.
Number 9, Beverly Peele.
Oh, damn. I forgot about Beverly.
Number 8, Naomi Sims. Oh, she was the first working Black supermodel in the late 1960s. And the first Black model on the cover of Life magazine.
Vogue. Oh, it was a Life magazine. Yeah, I thought it was Vogue. Okay.
No. Number 7 is Alec Weck. I don't know who that is. 90s, early 2000s period. Number 9, Beverly Johnson. I mean, number 6, Beverly Johnson.
Okay, yeah.
Number 5, we have Leah Kabidi. I don't think that's how you say her last name. Do you know who that is?
That's the African model, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then talking about.
She was the first Black model for Estee Lauder.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I know her face. I didn't know her name.
All right, so we got some men representing here. We have number 4, Tyson Beckford. Yas. All right.
On it.
So here's the top three. Number 3. So based on who I've already said, do you want to change somebody? Or are you staying with it? All right. Number 3, we have Naomi Campbell.
Okay.
Number 2.
She's the first Black supermodel.
Yeah.
There was only a small group of supermodels, and she was the only Black one. But she was the only Black model back then, the 80s anyway. Go ahead.
Number 2 is Iman.
Iman. Yeah.
She was the first Black model to appear on the cover of German Vogue.
Okay. That's what I was thinking of. And she was also married to David Bowie.
Yes, she was. Number one is Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks. Yeah, I forgot about Tyra Banks. Got big old forehead. Yep, Tyra Banks.
I mean, I got a big forehead.
Not like Tyra Banks.
No,
I don't. You can see her neck. You can see the,
okay,
the back of her neck from the front.
Okay. I don't know. Well,
ain't
I
no
guess.
Jane Kennedy on there?
Let's see. She's an honorable mention.
Oh, that's bull.
So number 11, Cynthia Bailey. 12, no. Ducky's on here. Peggy, no.
That's messed up. Jane Kennedy, word.
All right, so we're going to finish it out with the top. Well, no, I think we need to do. Do you want to do singers or you want to do rappers? I'll let you pick.
Don't matter. Either one. I'll let you pick.
Well, the singers one is already open. Okay. All right. Who would you say is going to be the top three?
Singers?
10 best black singers. Top three.
Well, two of them got it. One of them got Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, and Patti LaBelle.
Okay.
I probably got it all wrong. Patti LaBelle probably number 10. Like, what? But, right. I mean, man, you got so many, though. I mean.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh, man. Jill Scott.
Jill Scott's not going to make this list. Just saying. She
no,
should.
She's not gonna make this list. She should.
It's kind of based on some of the other top 10 lists where it's kind of like, they may not even have an awareness around this person existing because you're not popular. But this is the most, it's the best black singers. Yeah, this list isn't right. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that right now. The best,
okay.
Number 10 is Usher.
No.
Number 9, Luther Vandross.
Yep.
Number 9, though?
Oh, I'm just putting them on the list. It depends on who they got in front of.
Number 8 is Aretha Franklin.
Okay, it's getting kind of bad now.
Number 7,
okay.
Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Number 6, Tupac Shakur. Yeah.
No.
Number 5, Rihanna. I love Rihanna.
No.
But best, what was it?
She's not.
Best singer?
She's not in the top
really
20.
She's not really a singer, though. I wouldn't classify her as, like, a singer. You know, like, you
she
think,
can,
like, someone that
well,
can
that's
sing.
The thing. She can sing, but she...
She can't sing.
That's not the type of music. Yes, she can. She can really sing really good. She just don't.
That's not what she puts out.
No, that's not what she puts out. If you get her first album, her very first album before Umbrella, that album, whatever, I can't remember the name of it. She did an album before
that.
Yeah, there's an album before that, before she got with Rockefeller.
Yeah, what was
whatever.
The name of that? Because, yeah. I love her Barbadian vibey music. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's her first album. That's all that was.
Yeah. I don't know. I just would not put her on a list of singers. I would say top 10 influential artists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say
singer. I would never think.
Because I heard as a performer, she's not very good.
I don't know. All right. Number 4, Stevie Wonder.
I already know who number 1 is. Yeah.
Oh, do you? Okay. Top 3. Number 3, Beyonce.
Oh, shit. Then I don't know number 1. Okay.
Number 2 is Whitney Houston. Who do you think number 1 is?
I have no idea. This list is messed up.
Michael Jackson. Again, not someone that I would think of when you say singer. Performer, hell yeah.
What do you call it? falsetto? Is it falsetto? He had a good falsetto, but he wasn't like banging out the hits. I mean, you put him against Luther Vandross? Come on, man.
Okay, so I'm going to go through the contenders. So we have, see, like, some of these people need to be on this list, like higher up, because I think them the singers, right? Number 11 is Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Number 12, Gladys Knight. Don't you think she should be higher up?
Yeah, Gladys Knight should be higher.
Because she can sing, you know? Yeah. Number 13, Bruno Mars. Again, he can sing.
Not black, though.
Yes, he is.
He's black-ish.
What is he? Filipino?
Yeah, he's Filipino and something else.
I think he's just Filipino. Filipino and is he...
Didn't he have a black grandfather or something like that? Or grandmother? Something. He's black-ish.
I embrace him as black. He can come over to the black side. He got a black card, okay? 14, Marvin Gaye.
Oh, come on now. Hell no. Hell no.
Number 15, Neo. Number 16, Chris Brown. I mean, really? 17, Donnie Hathaway. Donnie Hathaway. 18, Teddy Pendergrass. I mean, even Mariah Carey is number 19. Come on now.
I wouldn't even put Mariah Carey on the list.
But in terms of singer, I would definitely rate her higher than Rihanna.
Oh, Rihanna wouldn't even be on the list.
Right?
I mean, if you're talking about singer, I'm talking about people from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. There would be nobody left in the top 50.
Mark, Kanye West is on here at number 20.
Okay. So
we got 3 minutes now. So I'm done.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm putting this disclaimer out here now. Whoever put these lists together, you are garbage. You are terrible. You are a horrible person. And you know nothing about any of these lists that you put together. I don't care who you are. If it was you, Oprah, you are terrible. This is a terrible list.
Oprah wouldn't have put that list together. Patti LaBelle would have been on that list.
Patti LaBelle, Gladys Knight, Luther, that's your top three right there if it came from Oprah. But I'm just saying, I don't care who put this list together. You are terrible. You should be ashamed of yourself. And like Samuel Jackson say,
this can go one of two ways.
Something terrible, and I hope you burn in hell. That list were terrible.
That and was the worst.
And this is what I'm saying. This list has to be put together by a 20-year-old.
Okay, I gotta give you the rest. 21, Tayo Cruz. 22, Jay-Z. 23, The Weeknd. And 24. You ready for it? No shade. I will vibe with your music and everything, but Flo Rida, it's 24.
Flo Rida? About the negative good spell and say, Flo Rida.
Oh my God.
That's my name. Man, I thought it was supposed to be Florida.
Like the low, Flo Rida. The low. Right? Does he sing?
He didn't even write that. He didn't even sing on that song. You know who sung on that song? T-Pain wrote that song and sang on it. T-Pain. I will put it in the new era. T-Pain, if you just talk about new era, even with The Weeknd, I'll put T-Pain up there. Because T-Pain can sing. Oh, he can really sing.
Joe is number 25. All right. Close it out.
Joe. Come on, man. Sade's not on the list. Maxwell's not on the list.
Maxwell is not on the list. Maxwell.
What's her name? Oh, it was married to Andre 3000.
Erykah Badu's
not on the list. Jill Scott's not on the list. This is just newer people. You talking about old people? Hell, you got Patti LaBelle. Damn, I'm trying to think. Lisa Fisher. Can't leave out Lisa Fisher. Dang, Lisa Fisher could sing.
All right, so we this is what we're gonna do, and we have to close it out after this. For our season finale episode, we need to recreate these lists based on how we would rate them. So you got time in terms of coming up with your list, but man,
send me the topic of the list.
I'll send you the list topics that we'll do.
So how are we gonna do it? So are you gonna combine them and just like?
It'll be your list and my list, and we'll compare.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Say bye, Mark.
For shizzle. Goodbye, everybody. And thanks again for listening to another fabulous podcast of useless information. It is 2022. It is 2022. If you know this is what you like, and we're giving it to you. So we're saying goodbye for now. Say goodbye, Coco.
Bye.